Busy with your 10 a.m. deadlines. In local news, a new study from the Australian Council of Trade Unions shows that casual workers are earning $11.59 less than their permanently employed counterparts. On average, casual employees are earning $28.95 per hour compared to $40.54 per hour. The study found that the pay gap is 28.6% and has been growing since 2016. Up to 2.6 million workers in Australia, or one in four, are casual workers, with women comprising 55% of casual workers.
In more local news, the Museum of Brisbane has appointed Zoe Graham as the new director and chief executive officer after an extensive nationwide search. Ms. Graham says she is excited to lead the museum into new creative and community partnerships after her most recent role as Queensland State Manager for Creative Partnerships Australia. Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner highlighted the importance of the museum in Brisbane's strategic growth and future forward image as a welcome and vibrant international city.
In national news, the battery industry is seeing a boom, with sites in Kwinana, Geelong and the Hunter Valley being used to produce highly refined battery materials. Lithium, a key ingredient to the batteries, is set to become worth more than oil, gas and coal combined. Global demand for batteries is forecast to increase 40-fold by 2050. The federal government is preparing to help businesses locally produce clean energy technologies in what they call a growth centre, as the batteries have become critical for clean transport and renewable grids.
In more national news, new research has revealed the severity of Australia's rental crisis today, with the total number of listings under $400 per week falling to the lowest level on record. 16% of all listings on realestate.com are below $400 per week, a huge decline from the 30.2% in April 2022. The ACT has seen the smallest share of these listings at just 1.8%, and Perth's share has fallen 86% since March 2020. PropTrack senior economist Eleanor Cray says the increased demand has caused a significant hit in affordability. In international news, two Saudi visitors have arrived on the International Space Station today. The two guests, Rayana Barnawi, a stem cell researcher, and fighter pilot Ali Al-Khani, were chaperoned by retired NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson. The SpaceX flight landed less than 16 hours after departure, with the guests staying for 1 week on the station before returning back to Earth. The space station population has now reached 11 and is representing not only the US, but Saudi Arabia, Russia and the United Arab Emirates.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny outside. It is currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
Oi you, this next one has some proper coarse language. Real rough stuff in it. Switch it off if it ain't for you.